Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about stinky people at Walmart, Fireball, way too much Fireball, crazy dreams, and maybe even some butthole licking. Let's get into the podcast. But first, this episode of the podcast is sponsored by He Said She Heard.
Do you like podcasts that feature high-profile interviews?
I do.
Two girls, one gold shop.
Oh my, I think you've got the wrong end of the stick.
What sort of stick are you referring to?
Flobo voice, how are you, Flobo?
I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but man, I love your voice. I am transported to LA Confidential.
You like podcasts that offer audio skits?
I do.
Ma'am, you also need to pay for your vegetables.
Not according to Proposition 47.
Our food debt is under $950, so we're good to go!
You like podcasts that have original music?
I do.
She heard, but what's going on?
Then I invite you both to visit www.hesaidsheheard.com and again, www.hesaidsheheard.com.
Hey, so we had the work Christmas party this Friday. It was a pretty good time. You know, get out of work early, cut out 2 hours early, and the company was buying food and drinks, so that's a big, big mistake. We made it, we made them pay for the alcohol. Get into Four Seasons Golf and start drinking, chatting up the guys. Five Long Island iced teas and 5 shots of Fireball. Holy fuck. I just remember, you know, we were drinking, having a good time. I'm kind of an inconsiderate asshole, so I really should have taken the offer. A couple of the friends were like, hey, Chris, I'll give you a ride home. And I was like, nope, you can suck my dick. So, hop in the truck and I come home. I probably should have taken that Uber, that ride home, because I get home and I stumble in the house and just violently just explode into the toilet. Holy shit. So, yeah, all that alcohol in about an hour and a half, 2 hours time span. I just you know, puked in the toilet, passed out in the chair. So, I go ahead and come in and... the next day, I get around and I'm hungover pretty bad. So, I wake up and I haven't eaten anything. I try to drink a little bit of water, and then I haven't brushed my teeth from the night before. And you know, when after you drink a lot and you throw up and you have that bile like stuck to the back of your teeth, it's on your tongue. I can feel it burning my throat. So I go into the bathroom and I'm brushing my teeth. And just that little bit of a tickle on my tongue from the toothbrush. And then I get in my stomach immediately knots. And then I'm like, and I'm just fucking violently throwing up nothing. Like dry heaves. I start like clenching the sink, shaking. And I just feel like my body temperature just rise, so I instantly get hot, and then as the heat breaks the skin on my back, it just turns to sweat, and I'm violently throwing up so hard, I look like a porn star sucking a dick, sucking a 12-inch dick, because my mascara's running, I'm crying, I'm like, so yeah, it was Fireball. No thank you very much, sir, but then, after I got that, the dry heaving done, the rest of the day continued as normal. So I will say drinking to the point of blacking out usually leads to my most interesting dreams. And I have a lot of weird dreams. I remember this one right here. This one starts off with me walking towards the Mall of America. I don't know why, but as I head inside to the Mall of America, it's packed full of people. Right? And I start making my way to the top floor. So I'm walking up the stairs, and then I take a look over towards the railing on the fourth floor, and I'm like, what? And there's a conga line of Indian men with extremely tight turbans dressed in flamboyant dresses, and they are aggressively rubbing their nipples. I noticed the guys, but then I also looked down towards the other side of the mall.
Right then, a sports car flies up, slams on the brakes, stops, and I turn around and I look at it. And I'm like, who is that? Wait a minute, I know that guy.
What up, Unc?
Apparently, my uncle is Burt Reynolds, I guess? Okay, here we go.
Good morning, Haas. If you won't, come with me. Go for a ride. We'll see.
He's speaking a lot of gibberish.
Come with me.
Or watch that Indian guy dance on the street. Shoes are optional in the back seat.
What?
I want some ice cream.
Cream.
Nope. Fries. We got fries.
Don't you know, eh?
What? Come on. Go for a ride with your Uncle Bert.
I open up the car door and in the back seat, it's just full of fries. There's French fries everywhere inside the car. How can I get in the back seat? In the front seat, there's bags of fries. Like, who has 80 bags of French fries in their car? I start moving the bags out of the way, and out pops Rebecca Romaine Stamos? And this is exactly why you don't smoke crack. Hey, you know what really helps a hangover? This isn't a ad for Chick-fil-A, but I've never had Chick-fil-A before, and I went up on Saturday. Really fucking good. So get a Chick-fil-A sandwich with this Chick-fil-A sauce, waffle fries, extra salt, and then a lemonade. Really good stuff. I didn't realize that Chick-fil-A does like a weird drive-through system. They had like teenage kids standing outside with fucking iPads taking your order. I mean, that'd be okay in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it was like 20 degrees outside. I don't know why they just don't use the microphone, but I mean, that place was packed. And yeah, fuck you, Ankeny, suburb of Des Moines. Ankeny can lick my ballsack on a Saturday afternoon. They were fucking just bumper to bumper. I couldn't move. Nobody was letting anybody change lanes, switch, entrances, like nothing. Nobody was letting anybody in or out. Like, fuck off, Ankeny, because... no matter how good that chicken sandwich was, it still does nothing, compete against shitty fucking traffic. So yeah, the, Chick-fil-A sandwich, amazing. Ankeny traffic on a Saturday afternoon, suck my balls.
Something that really bothers me is when you go to Walmart and you see the lazy piece of shit that rides the little cart, the motorized cart with the basket in the front. I know those carts are supposed to be for, like, injured people or elderly people, but if you're just fucking 800 pounds and you don't want to push a cart through the grocery store, you should not be using it. That's, like, the complete opposite of what that is for. If you're 800 pounds, you should actually be walking to get your Oreos rather than riding a cart. So I was in Walmart the other day, and there's a person, a lady, a woman, old woman, riding this cart. She looked like she was physically capable enough, but she was just really lazy. And so I'm walking in the aisle, and you know when you hit a wall like of odor that completely shuts down whatever you're thinking? Like, you are directed to that smell now. So I'm thinking in my own head about whatever groceries I'm going to get or what, and then all of a sudden it stopped with this odor of just asshole and BO and cat urine. I'm like, lady, at least change your clothes before you come to Walmart. Maybe wash your armpits and your pussy because it is fucking nauseating. And you know, the thing was, like, she had her cart full of just like sugary snacks and other shit. She's not taking care of herself in any way, shape, or form. And I felt bad for the kid that was with her. I don't know if it was the grandson or... But it was a younger kid, and she was barking at the kid like, hey, grab me those potato chips! Or grab me those cookies off the top shelf! And so the kid's helping her out. And it's just a sad situation. And it's real bad, like, because especially got like a few aisles over and I could still smell her. Yeah, Walmart people, fuck you. So speaking about buttholes, I do remember a date I had where the chick, she was, you know, we met on Tinder or Bumble or something, but we had a good date. I think it was Prairie Meadows. We went to Prairie Meadows. We did a little bit of gambling and then come back to my place. And on the way over here, oh, the fucking roads were icy as shit. And I remember we were both, you know, each taking a separate vehicle. And I just remember the road, black ice. Black ice is deadly. I got a black joke for that, but save that for later. So hit the black ice, and I actually, like, spun out. Did a U-turn, a 180 on the highway. But we get over to my place, and we're fooling around. And she's, you know, we're escalate into sex. We're both naked. And she starts off by giving me a blowjob. And I love blowjobs when they stay on my dick. I'm not a fan of blowjobs that go down to my butthole. I don't know who thinks licking an asshole is a good thing, especially on me. Like, you should see the shit that I eat. And, I mean, I try to trim stuff, but, like, my asshole is just a fucking wildfire. It's it's a fucking crime scene down there. And so the chick was like, is you sucking my dick? And she starts, like, going down, like, licking. And then she pushes her tongue into my anus. I had to go, whoa. I had to go, no. Come back up here. Come here. Like, no, you stay out of there. So, I mean, she could have, you know, done some butt stuff. But, yeah, I was a little shy. I was a little timid. I was like, we got to take it easy. So we go ahead and we progress into, you know, vaginal intercourse. And she's like, well, just be careful because I'm on my period. I'm like, no, we'll put a towel down. It'll be fine. So we're fucking on the edge of the bed. And she's into it. She's enjoying it. And making noise, you know, screaming and shit. Or not screaming, but moaning. And then so I pull out aggressively. And period blood, like, shoots like a fucking stream across the bed. I'm like, ah, man. So that kind of shuts down the sex for a while. I gotta clean that up. We gotta get, like, some OxyClean and the scrubbing bubbles. So yeah, she was pretty fucking dirty. I had a good time with her, though. So yeah, just if you find a chick that licks your asshole, you know, rim jobs aplenty, you know, see what you can tolerate and let me know. Hey, so that's it for my rantings this week. A couple things to look out for. I've got a sex therapist on the podcast on Monday, and so I'll be interviewing her, talking about her book. It'll be interesting. I'll try to give her a hard time. Literally and figuratively. Boing. Anyway, also check out WDUM Radio. WDUM was a prank call podcast. I went on their show on Sunday, and so we did an episode together. So I had some jokes. I had a couple funny prank calls. I did some taco diarrhea jokes. I called a Foot Locker and tried to get the chick to send me foot pictures. So that was pretty funny. And then I harassed a guy at Lids, which is like a baseball hat store. So yeah, look out for that episode on their channel. Check them out. It'll be pretty funny. All right, till next weekend. Take care.